Sports Central. Basketball.
Wildcats looking for the steal. United can just walk it out. Melbourne United go to the top of the NBL table. They prevail against the odds on the road against the Perth Wildcats. A Todd Blanchfield three, sealing a sweet, sweet victory for Melbourne United in overtime.
Yeah, they did it in overtime last night to 91-85. In the end, Liam Santa Maria from the Hardball Podcast and former player, of course, joins me now. G'day, Liam.
G'day, Kev. How are you going?
Going well. That's a big win for Melbourne on the road in overtime. That ticks all the boxes.
It sure does. Massive win. And we knew it was the game of the round, the top of the table clash, and the season series between those two teams up for grabs. And Perth so dominant at home this season. You really thought Melbourne United were up against it. The last time they played in Perth about a month ago, they went down by 30 points with a full roster on deck. So to go in there, get the job done in overtime, and come away with the season series and a real stranglehold over top spot with only two rounds in the season remaining, puts them in a sensational position to attack the playoffs.
And if you'd said that they go to Perth, they win, Chris Golding only shoots 11 points, you'd be going, no, you got that wrong.
Absolutely. 11 points on 3 of 14 shooting from the field, 6 turnovers. And then you look higher in the turnover column, Stephen Holt, who had himself a ball game, threw 9 turnovers of his own. So Perth's pressure defense at certain points in the game really troubled Melbourne United. But at other times, Melbourne were able to get themselves flowing offensively, especially from the perimeter, which we know is the key to their success. And it was one of those games where Golding was struggling to find the bottom of the net, but his backcourt partner, Stephen Holt, in particular, picked up the slack. 33 points. He hit 7 threes, 4 of them in the opening quarter. And he got Melbourne off to a tremendous start. And he was out and out the player of the game. But having said that, there were contributors across the board in key moments. Todd Blanchfield, as we heard in the sting before, hitting a crucial three in overtime, and also Majuk with some key defensive contributions down the stretch as well.
They've got a deep roster, haven't they? I mean, they're set up for a really good tilt at this championship.
They are. They've had one little hiccup in recent times with their roster. Igor Hadzimirovic out for the rest of the season with osteitis pubis. They've elevated former Melbourne Tiger Owen Odigi into the active roster. But look, they do have contributors coming off the bench. Nate Tomlinson doing a good job as the backup point guard. Akeem Warwick, likely sixth man of the year. He played really well in key moments last night. And as we know, their star-studded starting lineup. So, yeah, they are in a really good position. They've got some work to do in their last few games of the season to just make sure that they nail down that top spot, because that will give them home court advantage throughout the playoffs. And as we know from history, recent times in the NBL, if you finish top two, really good chance to make the grand final. And then if you're in the grand final series with home court advantage, you're a brave man to bet against you.
Now, Illawarra is still lurking there in third spot, just behind the Perth Wildcats. And have you ruled out the Cairns Taipans for a tilt at fourth spot yet?
Look, I have.
So you don't think they can make it? Do you think the Breakers can make it?
I don't. I think we have the top four established. Now, mathematically, that's not the case. The beautiful minds out there think that those two teams have a shot at it. But look, I don't think so. I think Adelaide and Illawarra will make up the rest of the top four, along with Melbourne and Perth. Just a matter of who ends up filling which spot and who's going to play who in the semi-finals. But obviously not completely set in stone, but just judging by how those teams have been faring and who they have to play in the coming games, I think that's how it's going to play out. But a key game coming up tonight,
yeah,
in that respect, with Adelaide taking on Illawarra.
That is a big game, isn't it? I mean, Adelaide could just give the Breakers, the tatars if they win it. Mm-hmm. But if they lose and Illawarra get it, well, that makes it lights the fire again for Cairns and New Zealand.
It does. Adelaide pushed Illawarra in Wollongong a few nights ago. This is the second game of a home and away set between these two teams this round. And look, before the round started, I predicted that these two teams would probably split this set. And I said I wouldn't be surprised if the home team takes it on each occasion. So far, so good with that. It's just up to Adelaide to get the job done at Titanium Security Arena tonight, where they've been playing really, really good ball over recent weeks. We see how it pans out.
Are you of the mind that United and the Wildcats will fight out the championship series at this stage, if you had to pick two?
If I had to pick two, I would say yes. But look, one thing we've learnt over the course of this season is to expect the unexpected. And certainly Illawarra and Adelaide have both shown throughout the year that they can beat any team on their night. Home court advantage has been really, really key this season. It's the second highest home winning percentage across the league for any season in NBL history.
Is that right?
Just lots of arenas being sold out, more atmosphere at games than we've seen for a long time. And as a result, home teams are really taking care of business. So you would imagine that the teams that finish top two would make the grand final, but there's so much firepower in those Illawarra and Adelaide rosters that, I wouldn't cancel them out.
The good news for Melbourne is that win last night, home court advantage you're talking about, that win last night becomes even more powerful.
It sure does. Crucial. Yeah. I mean, Melbourne have established some, real home court advantage themselves over recent times, sold out games at Hisense Arena, and the crowd really getting behind things, Chris Golding feeding off their energy. But over and above that, avoiding playing two games in a series in Perth, at Perth Arena in the jungle there, is massive for how things play out in the playoffs. And look, obviously, you've still got to get in there and get the job done. And they're two wins over Perth at home this season. We're both really, really close games. But avoiding heading into a series where you don't have home court advantage against Perth is key.
Absolutely.
So they can really put a tick in that box and move on with confidence.
Good on you, Liam. Appreciate your time as always.
Thanks, Kev.